for you and for me. Though we have sinned, He has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling a sinner, come home. Calling a sinner, come home.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Or if you're a regular listener, we are so pleased you've joined us again. Well, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and He wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that You grant to Your servant this day that with great boldness I may preach Your word, that, Lord, You'd stretch forth Your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of Your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we look again, what does God think of you? What is His nature like? We go to Romans 5, 6 and 8. That's what it says. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Well, friends, new believers may find it difficult to accept that God loves us just as we are. Much of the world operates by conditional love, which offers approval and acceptance on the basis of performance. So when we first come to Christ, there is often a natural tendency to assume we must strive to earn, earn blessings, such as monetary wealth or loving families and solid careers. Divine love, however, can never be earned by human effort. There's absolutely nothing we can do to make our Heavenly Father love us more. Nor can we influence Him to ever stop loving us. We go to Romans 8, 38 and 39, for it says, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friend, that's good news. So some may have trouble believing it deep down in their hearts. Friends, no matter what has occurred in your past or what you feel right now, God's love has always been freely given to you. Our Heavenly Father pours His love upon us without exception. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's not as if He postponed loving you until you invited Him into your life, nor did He begin loving you when you first started going to church or when you first rose from the waters of baptism. In truth, the Lord never began to love you at all. He simply always has. Amen? He simply always has. From the creation of the world, God knew you and He loved you. God wants you more than He wants anything else. That's good news, friends. We go to 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Go to Psalm 139, 13 to 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Friends, recognizing the amazing truth of God's unconditional love is life-changing. Prayerfully open your arms to his love today. We would love to pray with you by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just follow me along in this simple prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Give God first place. He will take you places that you've never dreamed. Well, friends, the message for today is from Psalm 30, verse 5. And it says, his favor is for a lifetime. You have the advantage. One of the definition of the word favor is an advantage for success. When you put God first, when you obey his commands, you open the door for his favor, which means you have the advantage for success. Even if someone may have wronged you and it looks like they have the upper hand, even if it looks like things are never going to change, keep reminding yourself, I have an advantage. God is in control of my destiny. He's fighting my battles for me. He is my vindicator, and it's just a matter of time before things change in my favor. In Hebrews, that says, don't cast away your confidence. One translation of the Bible says, payday is coming. It is difficult. In difficult times, you have to remind yourself that payday is on the way. God is a faithful God. If you keep doing the right thing, honoring him, expecting his favor, God promises that he will pay you back. He will restore everything in your life that the enemy has stolen. Remember, you have the advantage today. We can, from Psalm 89:17, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our strength. What an awesome promise. Well, we're going to start praying for the sick and the hurting shortly. Have an expectancy. Have an expectancy today to be healed and touched by the Lord. We go to Luke 4:19. It says, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Or another version says, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Friends, the acceptable year of the Lord was the year of Jubilee. We go to Isaiah 61:1-3. This is something like 600 years or more before Christ was born. And it says, the Spirit of Adonai, the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the humble. Or in this, what it's meaning, good news to the repentant. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and opening of eyes to those who are bound. What it's saying that bind up the brokenhearted, it can be children from broken homes, wounded through relationships, contacts with other people. Those with emotional hurts and rejection, Jesus is saying, I have good news, you can be healed. And proclaiming liberty to the captives and opening the eyes of the blind, those who are bound. The literal meaning is opening, referring to opening both spiritual and natural eyes and ears. With the Hebrew word doubling for emphasis, this is really powerful, promising total deliverance from spiritual and physical evils. Friends, this is the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, where everyone in any form of captivity or slavery or bondage can be released. Jesus said, if any sin or sickness has you in slavery or bondage, you don't have to wait any longer. You can be healed today. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And friends, believe you have received and you will have it. Now lay your hands on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke and cast out every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer. You are cursed at the root, and I command you to die. And I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. I command soundness, perfect soundness, Lord. Be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place where it's needed. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as I loose your healing power. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command every life that is in torment or that is stressed, I break your power. And I command you be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Thank you, Lord, that you are our peace. There is no torment with you, Lord, because you are our peace. You are our Shalom. So, Father, I give you praise that the enemy has been defeated. And the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. Because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you, and be imparted by you. When you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name, you can pray for yourself. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Most important, know that God's will for you to be healed. And believe that you've received and you will have it. As we've said, the Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. We see that in Mark 16. Some healings take seconds, minutes, hours and days. But the promise is you shall get well or you shall recover. Fear and faith are opposites. Have faith in the word of God and act your faith. Try moving. Sometimes you might still have pain, but be in faith. The pain will go. If it started to relieve, then thank the Lord it is starting to improve. Then test the area to see if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. It says 365 times in the Bible, fear not. Fear always distorts the truth, friends. God has not given us the spirit of fear. And use your authority as a believer. You're a believer. Use your authority. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. And walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Words are powerful. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. As I said, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And so, the priestly blessing is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. And the prophetic blessing is this. Now, Father, your word says that what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Today the enemy has been bound and the power of God has been turned loose to heal, turned loose to provide, turned loose to protect, turned loose to restore, Let this blessing fall upon your people and let them begin to shake this earth with the power of prayer and with the mighty triumphant song of praise. For you and you alone are the one who is worthy, and we, your bride, are the church triumphant. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and say amen and amen. Shalom.
Is and burdens on.